kissing.
Are there any other words?
Smooching.
What? How about old-fashioned terms you might have?
I think that would be the old-fashioned way, smooching.
Okay. And if he asked her to marry him and she doesn't want to, what does she say to him? What would you say that she said to him?
If he asked her to marry and she said, tell him she didn't want to? I feel like she said she didn't want to be married.
All right, and so if your husband said, well, how'd it go? You'd say, well, she
didn't want to marry.
So she
broke the engagement.
Well, if they weren't engaged.
Oh.
Are there different kinds of terms?
Well,
if a girl stopped it and a boy came over to see her, you say she
stopped the relationship.
Is that what you'd say?
I believe I would.
And if he asked her to marry him, you know, you'd say, but she
chicken out.
Well, if they were engaged and all of a sudden, you know, she,
broke the engagement.
And now, would it make any difference if it was a man or a woman that did this?
No, if it broke it, just be broke.
So if the woman, if the man broke it,
he broke the engagement. They're doing it now. Men's are breaking it well as women. That's a fact.
Well, if she didn't turn it down, that you said they went ahead and got
married.
And is there any other way to say that? You know, so maybe a funny way.
Got hitched.
Right. And at a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is the what?
Best man.
Are there any other names for that? What about old-fashioned names?
I don't know the old name for that.
Well, the girl that stands up with the bride is the what?
Bridemaid. A best woman.
And did you ever fire rifles or pistols or something like that, some rough things, you know, to the bride and groom after the wedding?
No.
Did you ever hear something like that from them?
No, not fire or gun and that.
Well, just, you know, play.
No.
Just, what about if you pull pranks on?
Only thing you do is throw lice or peas or something like that. That's a prank that we throw.
What do you call that kind of thing after the wedding?
Oh, it's simple and I can't say it. I don't know, when you throw a shower of peas and a shower of rice, I don't know, I can't tell you. I know, but I can't.
Well,
know. It's just before they leave when they're going.
Well, have you ever heard of a shivering?
Showering. That's showering, that's what it would be, wouldn't it?
Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
That kind of celebration?
I believe it is. You said shivering. No, I think it would be showering.
Oh, well.
I said shower. You throw a shower of peas or a shower of rice, whatever you throw.
But if you ever heard of something like that, you might hold different if the community didn't like approve of the wedding or something. You might. You ever heard of anything like that?
Mm-mm.
Well, now, if you saw somebody in it, not near who you say, I saw him, what, Atlanta?
In Atlanta.
And what about it, Montgomery?
Up in Montgomery.
And what about Panama City?
Down in Panama City.
Yeah. And what about just in New York?
It's up also in New York.
But what about in...